Hello, 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 and welcome to What's the Call podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Aaron.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dimitri.
Welcome to the show. We got a hot one for you today. We're going to start off with some WrestleMania.
That is right. WrestleMania 38.
Crazy.
Be happening this weekend, the most stupendous two-night event in WrestleMania history at AT&T Stadium in Texas.
It's also like the third of two-night event ever.
But hey, this is Vince McMahon's tagline for tonight for this weekend.
Yeah, shout out to Vince McMahon. Can we just say, like, can we start off there? Shout out to Vince McMahon. I mean, 38.
How old is he?
I think he's like 75, 6.
Shane's got to take over soon, you think?
Or Stephanie?
I think Stephanie would take over rather than Shane.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think Stephanie's been with them for so long, and Shane always leaves the company to like do other things.
Yeah,
and I think that plays a role.
Watch WWE Evil. They go into it on Stephanie McMahon's episode. They talk about her taking over because Shane's left a few times, and like they'll like make it like it. Her episode's so weird because it's like half storyline but like half real, and you don't know like which is
which is what I love about those docs. They play it like it's real, but we all like they tote the line. It's, and you never know what part they're really conveying.
Okay,
so yeah, shout out to the McMahons. I mean, they've been entertaining me for 28 years. So I mean, they're probably keep doing it. Actually, no, that's a lie. I did fall off for a few years, but you know, I'm back in. I'm a weekly guy now. I only watch 2 hours of wrestling a week.
Yeah, he's Vince McMahon is 76, by the way.
He looks great. He looks phenomenal. He could probably still go.
I could see him having one more match.
I don't know against who.
Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie's jacked. She got some guns on her. I don't know.
Yo.
She might be able to put some work in.
Nah, for the company.
Tag team match, Shane and Vince versus Stephanie and Triple H for the company.
Love that.
I'd watch that. Well,
next Triple H is a smart mother effer. He just weaseled himself into.
Shout out.
So, all right. So since I brought it up, so there's a, I guess, in anticipation to WrestleMania this weekend. Peacock, with their contract with WWE, released a new docuseries called WWE Evil, where it goes into like 8 heels and goes into like their characters slash kind of the biography of like that person playing that character. And it's interesting to see how much crossover there is between the character and the person. So I watched most of them. I still have like 2 more left. I watched Stephanie McMahon's earlier today. And she said that the storyline with her marrying Triple H started before they were even dating. Like her father, like kind of said, like please don't date any of the wrestlers, and she didn't. But then they made that storyline with her and Triple H, and then like it became real life.
Well, I think a rumored story was that Triple H was with Chyna. And he left her for Stephanie.
Yeah, I've heard that too before.
And like Dimitri said, I mean, I can't help but think that, you know, he was thinking of the bigger picture. Because, you know, you have to understand, wrestling is not forever. You can't wrestle forever. But you could be in the business forever. And why not be, like, in the, like, be the business, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he loves her. All right, I'm sure. Shout out Triple H.
I'm sure he loves her.
Shout out to Hunter Hearst Helmsley. All right.
Knows all the comments. I mean, all the comments that she makes.
But also, shout out to Triple H for real, though. He, at RIP, I guess, he announced that he's officially fully retired from wrestling. I know he had, like, a heart surgery or something a few months ago and kind of been, like, away from the company. Mm. And I think he's like on a defibrillator. I don't know how you say that.
Is he really?
That he, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so he's completely done with wrestling. I think he had an interview with Stephen A. Smith this past week and was talking about it. So shout out Triple H, one of the best to ever do it. Doesn't really get a lot of the shine. He was in the same era as like Stone Cold and The Rock. And yeah, I think he kind of gets forgotten a little bit of his
impact. He's definitely top 10 in that era.
I would say top 5.
If that era,
probably, I don't know about top 5.
I don't know, because you have Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, Bret Hart, even Kane was bigger than Triple H. I felt at one point. You know what I mean?
Mankind. Like, Mick Foley. I mean, love Mick Foley. That's why I say top 10, because
Mick Foley's on the docuseries. Now as a heel, as a commentator.
I'm about to say, I'm like, he's like,
So they have him as a commentator. They got some great commentators. Yeah, they have Rosenberg on like every one of them. All about that. They had the Randy Orton episode where the guy's dad on Cowboy Bob.
Oh, they had Cowboy Bob. Okay.
Yeah. The Randy Orton one. Oh man, I didn't know much about Randy Orton's history, and they went more into him than his character. They went more into her character than her.
His character is him.
That's the other thing.
He's a scumbag. Yeah. At least he used to be. I think
100%. That's what he said.
I think he's really tried to do his best to try to change his life a little bit.
Yep.
For the longest time, it's like everyone knew that he was just a big dickhead. He was very entitled.
Yep. Yeah, because he was, I think, the youngest, I don't know if it's still true, but the youngest champion in history. He walked in. They like
gave him
he dropped out of the Marines after boot camp, went AWOL, so went to military jail. Because he went AWOL at like 18, kind of went home for a year, just bounced around, and eventually told his dad, like, all right, maybe I want to get wrestling try, because he's third generation. Mm-hmm. So his dad called WWE, called his contacts, like, yeah, whenever he's ready, tell him to come down, we'll get him set up. So that was it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think he's great, but he did.
He's one of the best to ever do it. One of the best to literally ever do it. Like, if you look at his in-ring stuff, like, he wrestles so crisp and so like old school mixed with like the new school. And what's crazy is that he does it naturally. Like, his training was so minute to everyone else's training that he just got so regularly, because he was born into the business, which also didn't help him being a scumbag. So it also just added fuel to the fire. I definitely want to see that one, because I already know he's the evil guy.
Oh yeah! Oh, he talks.
He's about a villain. It. He knows it.
Yes. Sasha Banks also had an episode. Hers is pretty good. Her cousin Snoop Dogg was on it, so that was cool.
She's not evil though. I wish they had some evil.
Well, no, they had a few of her clips, and I was like, I wouldn't pick her like top 8, but I'm also thinking like who they probably asked who was willing to be part of it and who they could get like commentators for.
If anything, it should have been Charlotte and not Sasha. Charlotte's like a big bitch.
Well, Charlotte is in, I think, Sasha Banks' episode as a commentator. And I'm sure. So the next one I'm going to watch is Ric Flair. I'm certain Charlotte's going to be in that episode.
I mean, Ric Flair.
They should have done a combo.
He's like he's the one, he's probably the heel that everyone loves the most.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, people love the glittery robes, the woo. They still love it. The white, first of all, he's had white hair since he was like 20 years old. Like, everything about him people love, but yet he would always cheat in every fight he would do. And I think he's probably the most loved heel ever.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loved Ric Flair. I mean, even now, I mean, people still love Ric Flair. Maybe after 30 for 30 kind of slowed him down a little bit, pulling his dick out on the plane. I mean, that was a little weird, but.
Yeah.
But people still love Ric Flair. I mean, look, they have a whole rap song about him. I mean, Ric Flair drip. Go woo on a bitch. I mean, come on.
So those are the two episodes I have left, is Ric Flair and Roman Reigns, which I think is like the current modern day heel. Yeah,
he's a guy.
The Miz episode was good too. He's an interesting guy. Also, not that different, the character between the character and the person.
Very egotistical. He's done it. He's lived every kid's dream.
Oh yeah. So. I didn't know he got his start on like the Real World. Like that was mm-hmm. They show his clips in the Real World, like him getting the start. Like that was, he was like 20 years old doing
he
that.
He was practicing.
He was, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So no, I think Peacock is starting to get into that. I feel like A&E did that too last year, right? Like leading up to WrestleMania, they dropped like some of these documentaries. So
A&E apparently they signed for like another like 30 documentaries. Yeah, like you know what I mean, like 30 more.
I watch them all
in different arrays, like not the same as we saw it before. Like you know, they have like Shawn Michaels. Like I think they're gonna do like different types, but like 30 more. So I mean, there's so much like wrestling has been around for so long, and like
yeah.
Honestly, A&E is like a perfect place for it too.
Arts entertainment.
Because, you know, not a lot of young people watch A&E. They probably don't even know what's really on A&E. But, you know, I'm sure like there's so many like untapped like 80s wrestlers that like if they did one on like Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, that would probably be big. The Honky Tonk Man, you know, I mean, there's so many guys that they could do. And then we're getting to the point where like they're going to start doing ones on John Cena. They're going to start doing ones on Batista and Rey Mysterio. You know what I mean? Like guys that are like still kind of current now because they've already been around for so damn long that they're already old men. So I don't know. I'm fucking jacked, man. I'm fucking hyped.
I watched the half of the Brothers of Destruction one.
Oh, that was, I knew there was one other I watched. That was a good one too. Cause I loved Undertaker and Kane.
Yeah. So, and that was very smart of the Kane to come out under the Undertaker, because Undertaker was the man at that time. So,
yeah,
it only both could end careers even more.
What a wild like story! Like, I remember that as a kid, like that being like the storyline, and like I was at that age where like that was real, you know? Like I was like 8, 9 years old when that storyline came out.
I remember Googling it. To see, yeah, and I remember Googling.
He dialed into AOL to go on his Google.
My mind was like blown. Like when I found out that they weren't, my mind was literally blown. Because think about it. For like years, you didn't see Kane's face, so you couldn't be like, "Oh, no. He looks like him" or whatever.
You almost never heard his voice either.
Yes, he didn't speak either.
He had the tracheotomy. You know what I mean?
He had the trach collar.
Like he had the long hair, the same height. I mean, and the same like dark story. Even though, like, I guess as a kid, I don't know why I thought Undertaker was real though. Like, I don't know why I thought he was, like, a real, like, entity or something.
Well, I didn't know what the term Paul Bearer meant. I just thought that was his name.
I 100% just thought it was his name.
And he was such a good character for what he was. Apparently, he was a licensed mortician. Like, that was his real job before he got stuff that we
Which eat. One? Because I know there's two.
There's two Paul Bearers?
I think
the first one died.
Oh, I think they're both dead.
Well, no, I'm saying in the middle of being Paul Bearer, and then they replaced him with the other guy.
Tell me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I guess the OG then, first one.
Yeah, it was just kind of crazy that was his profession, and he ended up being one on TV.
Yeah.
Like, talk about taking your profession to the next level. I mean, he must have been like, what, the freaking, the A-list celebrity of like funeral homes? I mean, he must have been like the guy. They probably had like pictures of him in like all their offices. Like, oh yeah, this is all right. This is our savior.
One of us made it.
And what's crazy is that even when Undertaker turned from like his like dark personality to like a biker guy, like he had the bandana and like the vest and the motorcycle, it still didn't trigger to me that like just a year ago before that he was like floating and smokes and a dong was hitting and he was coming out like it. I don't know, wrestling is so weird. Like when you're a kid, when you really look back at it, you're like, what the fuck was wrong with me?
Like, how would I believe this? But all right, so speaking of, you know, watching as kids, we're gonna watch this weekend too, because this weekend is WrestleMania 38, two-night event. I think there's what, 7 matches each night, it looks like.
Probably, yeah, it's probably around there.
All right, so we'll just give quick previews on them. First one, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, singles match, Raw Women's title. They've been building this one up for a little bit.
This has been building up since SummerSlam when Becky came back and beat her for like 20 seconds. Like 20 seconds, yeah.
So, I think Becky's going to keep it. I think she's going to cut the braid off. I think she's cutting Bianca's braid off. They've been cutting hair.
I think she should cut it, but she shouldn't win. I mean, that's just bad business. You can't have Bianca chase her for a year for like 8 months and then have her lose. That's stupid. The good guy has to prevail at the end. That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe this is the beginning
of the end. Next match, we got Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus The Miz and Logan Paul. That's probably the most hated tag team of all time, The Miz and Logan Paul. So I'm hoping the Mysterios win. I've always liked the Mysterios. Well, I've always liked Rey and Dominic's in. That's cool. It's father son team. They're great. Great style of wrestling and. The Miz and Logan Paul, like, man, those two. I think Logan Paul played his heel character for his entire life. Like, he was made for, there's no better partner for The Miz than Logan Paul. After that, I don't know too much about this matchup. It's Drew McIntyre against Happy Corbin, who used to be, what was his name before? King Corbin. I don't know too much about the name change. I don't know why. I've always liked Drew McIntyre. He looks like he's fallen off a little bit. If he only has a singles match against Happy Corbin, though, that's his WrestleMania match. Then we got tag team match, the SmackDown tag team championship. Got the Usos, Jay and Jimmy, against Nakamura and Rick Boogs.
Who are you guys doing?
I don't know why this is a tag team. I'm sure there's some story behind this. I actually like Nakamura and Rick Boogs. I don't know too much about Rick Boogs, but I saw him in that Royal Rumble. Dude looks the part. So I don't root for them. The Usos are heels now because they're cousin Roman. After that, we had a normal tag team match of New Day, which they're always exciting to watch, against Sheamus and whoever Ridge Holland is. I do not know who Ridge Holland is.
Yeah, he's getting his big break and you just shutting him down.
I guess so. Apparently he used to be a rugby player. Oh, is this the rugby player that almost broke Big E's neck the other day? I think it might be.
Oh, really? He didn't have a hand to run?
I think it might be him, because then a matchup against New Day would kind of make sense. Or maybe not. Let me not say that, because I'm not entirely sure who it was. It might not be him actually. This guy's Rogan Holland. Ridge Holland, sorry. It might not be the same guy actually.
Oh, okay. They gotta get rid of that other guy.
Actually, I think it is.
It looks like him.
It is. My bad. It is.
Wow. All
right, well, then that's gonna be an interesting matchup.
And he's on the New Day, too? He's fighting the New Day, you said?
So he's fighting New Day, which is a Big E's team, Big E's boys.
Yeah.
Puffy Kingston and Xavier Woods will go against Sheamus, the Irishman, against Ridge Holland, the Englishman. I don't know if I like that tag team. Then we got, still on the first night, we have Seth Rollins against to be announced. Seth Rollins begged for a WrestleMania match. Vince McMahon said, yes, I will give you one, but I won't tell you your opponent until before the match. I don't know
who it could be. What do you think it's going
to
be?
I don't know.
Old school?
God, that'd be great. If it's like Goldberg or something. I'd be entertained by that. I don't know. I literally have no idea who it could be. I don't really know who he has like storylines with besides like McIntyre or or Roman Reigns. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then to close out the night, there'll be Charlotte Flair against Ronda Rousey, SmackDown Women's title. They'll make that one an entertaining one. I could see that going either way. If they want to build up Ronda, they want to build keep this rivalry going. Next night, we have a Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team match for the women's title. Tag team title.
That's cool.
A whole bunch of people. Selena and Carmella. Sasha Banks and Naomi. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. And Natalya and Shayna Baszler. That should be entertaining. That's like 8 people. Like, going all at it. That's almost like a mini Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
We got an Anything Goes match with Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville.
Is this the celebrity portion? Is this Sunday, Celebrity Sunday?
Well, we're not done yet with celebrities.
That's what I'm asking.
I feel like this will be entertaining. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be a good wrestling match. This should be entertaining. I feel like Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville, they're entertaining guys. And Anything Goes match is going to be like a hardcore type match, but like not that hardcore because neither of these guys are that hardcore. After that, we have a singles match. Austin Theory, who's one of the newer guys that they're trying to build up, against Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Another kicker, celebrity. Right? The punter. Former Colts punter, Pat McAfee. I think this might be his first match. Because he's been a commentator for a while. This is his first big event, special event match. So he's at a WrestleMania match. After kicking for the Colts for 8 years. He's gonna be on WrestleMania against Austin Theory.
He was on one of the ESPN shows in the morning, and very entertaining guy. I can see why definitely. People gravitate towards him.
Huge podcast.
He is actually. They looked it up. ESPN looked it up, which I thought was hilarious. He's the third punter in history to have the most tackles. So I don't know if
The third most tackles by a punter.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
In history. And he was like, he was just kept pointing to his forehead. All in the head. All head first.
He should come back for like a season. Just if he's close to number 1-2, he should just come back and get that record.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we got a triple tag team match for the Raw Tag Team Championship. The Alpha Academy, which is Chad Gable and Otis. I don't like this new character in Otis, by the way. I love the old Otis. They made him out to be like something country hick, which he might be. That was great. Now they got part of the Alpha Academy, like trying to be like the straight ways, like bodybuilder type guy. Like that's not Otis. So it's Alpha Academy against Street Profits, who are always fun to watch, against my favorite tag team at the moment, RK Bro. Which is Randy Orton and Riddle. It's such a great name.
Yeah.
They're like complete opposites, but like it works. Like I enjoy watching them. And they're both great.
Yeah.
We have a singles match, Edge versus AJ Styles. Those are two greats. Like that should be a good match.
Old school.
Kind of. Yep. And then this one would be an absolutely amazing match. If it was real, singles match, Bobby Lashley against Omos, was the bodyguard for AJ Styles.
Uh-huh.
Yo, these are huge, like inhumane, like type men. Like they're so big and strong. Like that's like just to watch them is be insane. Like that's gonna be a wild match. I think.
That's great.
Is it like they're? I think they're both like 7 feet tall or something, like 400 pounds. Like they're gigantic men, and like that's gonna be a crazy match. And to close out WrestleMania, this one's gonna be interesting. I'm not sure where they're gonna go with this. It's a winner take all match. It is the WWE champion Brock Lesnar against the Universal champion Roman Reigns. And they're saying it's to unify the belts. So I've always thought, like, why is there two? Like, why is there a WWE and a Universal? Like, there's no, like, what's the difference between the two?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe WWE is coming to the conclusion that there is none, and this is it. This is when we unify them, and it's just going to be one heavyweight champion belt or something like that. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah. I don't know, because isn't there one in, like, the SmackDown? People have one, and then the Raw people have a championship.
See, that's the thing. I'm not sure if that's what it is. Yeah, it looks like Universal's the SmackDown one.
Mm-hmm.
And WWE Championship's the Raw one. I don't know. Maybe they do just decide to unify the two and just have one champion, which I'd be on board with.
Yeah.
Because you still have the Intercontinental Champion, so the U.S. Champion.
Yeah.
You have the 24/7 champ, a Raw tag team, a SmackDown tag team, you have women's okay. SmackDown, you know, like, there's a lot of titles. Like, let's just have one for the champion.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
I'm sure at some point they'll bring up the 24/7 belt. You know, I'm sure they'll make some sort of gimmick out of that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Aaron, before we close out on WWE WrestleMania, what match are you looking forward to the most?
I am looking forward to AJ Styles versus Edge.
I think you might be.
I think wrestling-wise, if you're in it for just like the love of the game, I mean, that's the match of the weekend for sure. Like when it comes to just straight wrestling, the spectacle of it all, obviously Roman versus Brock will be cool. I personally think Roman's going to win again. I think he's just going to, he just needs to run the whole show again for another year. I'm hoping AJ Styles wins that. Let's see what else. I'm excited for Kevin Owens and Stone Cold. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I don't see that on the list though. Have they not announced?
So it's not a match. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's like a talk show because Kevin Owens has a talk show. He's gonna come on, but they're definitely gonna get down on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And go at it.
You think Stone Cold's gonna hit him?
Yeah, I mean, there's gonna be stunners galore. I mean, beers and stunners. They're in Texas. I mean, it's gonna happen. And other than that, I'm just excited for the weekend. I'm excited to see how they, you know, pace it out. I'm excited to see Johnny Knoxville probably get killed.
Yeah, that'd be such an entertaining match.
Yeah, I'm ready. And I guess another thing I'm interested in, just because like it's like the talk of the town, you know, Cody Rhodes, who, if you guys don't know, you guys might know his father, Dusty Rhodes. Or might know his brother, Goldust. Cody Rhodes was a former WWE superstar, and he recently, you know, from the last couple of years, started essentially a whole nother wrestling company with AEW. He was like the vice president, and I'm pretty sure, you know, it's reported that he signed with WWE again, and they're apparently saying it's going to be him against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, which I think is quite interesting if you're like a wrestling nerd. The casual fans gonna be like, this match means nothing to me, but like the internet wrestling community is probably gonna lose their mind. So I'm excited to see that for sure. But overall, it's gonna be a good week. I'm hoping Ronda Rousey and Charlotte ends up being good. I have a feeling it could be really good. I just don't know what Ronda Rousey's level of wrestling is currently.
I'm sure she's trained. I'm sure she'll be good.
Like when she like
her out there, if she wasn't.
But when she had her first run, she was wrestling like every month for like a year and a half. You know what I mean? Like it's not like she was like just doing one match and that was it. She hasn't had much like many reps, but you're right. She's trained, so it might not be too bad. I'm just hoping that makes her look like $1 million. Like all she has to do is just, you know, make it seem like every chokehold that she's doing is literally killing her, you know what I mean? Like, man, I really make Ronda Rousey look like dangerous again, which I don't think people really, I don't know, I don't think people see her that way anymore. It's almost like the Brock factor. She needs that Brock factor again, where it looks like he could literally kill you if he wanted to. Ronda Rousey should be like the girl version of Brock. She should be like Ronda Rousey, like real big monster. But we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. This could be one of the better Manias the last couple of years. So we'll see. Yeah. And different news. Switch over to NCAA.
Same weekend.
Jam-packed weekend of sports. We got the Final Four.
Yep.
Chuck, who's playing?
All right. So, well, we have Villanova in Kansas. And then the other bracket, other side of the bracket, we got Duke and University of North Carolina meeting for the first time ever in March Madness. We talked briefly about Nova and Kansas. That's going to get overshadowed by the Duke-Carolina game. It was disappointing because Nova and Kansas are two great teams, and both very much deserve to be there and deserve to be in the spotlight. I'm just going to go with Nova. That's who I picked in the beginning. I'm going to stick with them. I don't know enough about college basketball to say otherwise.
I can guarantee that all three of us are equally the same level of college basketball.
Yeah, no, you guys are definitely better than me, but I just watched March Madness, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I just watched too.
According to ESPN Tournament Challenge, I know more college basketball than 99.6% of the world.
All right.
But somehow my bracket's in the top 0.4%, even though I don't know shit about college basketball.
Are you able to see mine, or weren't able to? You can only see your own.
Yeah, I was only able to see like my – I could see your scores and stuff, but for whatever reason, I don't know if I just couldn't figure it out on the app. But it should be like right on your homepage, like when you first open it up. It should be like points, percentage, and like your maximum points.
All right, I'm going to check because I feel like I also should be there. I mean, I also picked Villanova to be in the championship, and I also have picked them to win it all. So I feel like I should be 0.4 as well, but I don't know. Maybe my other picks weren't there.
Who else in your Final Four? My Final Four was Kansas, Nova, Duke, and Kentucky. So I got 3 out of 4. Honestly, I should have just picked Carolina because that's my team. But I don't know. I had faith in Kentucky for whatever reason.
Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up. Demetri, who did you have in winning it all? I don't remember.
He had Texas Tech. No, I think he's at Duke. He's at Duke. He had Duke, Texas Tech.
Duke. Yeah, and Iowa. But I got Duke. I think
he doesn't even want to check that bracket.
Nah, but if Duke wins, then what happens?
Duke wins, it's good. I don't know. It looks good for you. So the big match, probably one of the biggest matches in I think recent tournament history, at least for the Final Four, is Duke Carolina. I mean, this is Coach K's last season. He's going against his biggest rival in the Tar Heels, who kicked the crap out of him during his last home game. A few weeks ago, now he's had a chance of redemption. Either he beats them and goes to the championship for his last game, or they beat him again and they keep him from a championship for his last game. It's a big storyline. Country singer Eric Church canceled his concert. Did you see that? Yes. Country singer Eric Church canceled his concert for this.
Yeah. What do you guys feel about that? Imagine like you were his fan and you're going to a concert and cancels it for him.
But isn't he from North Carolina? Like, isn't this like huge for him specifically?
It could be. I know he's definitely a big fan. I originally thought the concert was in Carolina, and I was like, okay, yeah, I get it.
It's in Vegas, the concert's not.
No, I think it's in Texas.
In Texas.
Which also like WrestleMania is there too, so I don't.
But I feel like Texas should understand as big of a like sports state it is. They should understand, especially and college sports. I feel like they should understand the importance of this. And I feel like yes, people are flying from other places to come see. I'm sure they are, but like you said, it's Mania weekend anyways. No one wants to fucking watch Eric Church. No offense, no disrespect.
You know what? Like in a way, I kind of understand where he's coming from because you know what. a lot of us would consider and probably have called out of work for like a big sporting event that we want to see.
No, never. Not in my new job, I'm not. Never that. Now, if the Mets win it, I'm going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, a sabbatical.
All right. All right, Darryl Strawberry, come down over there.
I'm going to
win the World Series and go take a 2 week sabbatical.
Yo, where do I see? Yo, where do I see what percentage I'm at?
It's right on the homepage on there where it says my bracket. Like, I don't know. It's as soon as I open the app. You can't see it. It's dark.
Screenshot, send it to me. See. All right. So I had Texas Tech, Kentucky, Villanova, LSU. Well, clearly Kentucky also lost to St. Peter's, didn't they? Wasn't that the first one?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first round.
So, man, that's worse than Iowa. Yeah. Villanova's still in, though.
Nova's still in.
Oh, I'm in. I think mine's at. What's mine? Oh, mine's not that. Wow, you're really high up. Mine's only at 64%. My God. So what is that? 40-something%. Wow, you had a lot of points too. You got a lot right. Wow, Chuck, look at you.
I know my shit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
A broken clock tells the time twice a day. The right time.
But that's the worst way to say it. Broken clock is right twice a day.
Yes.
This is mostly just guesses. Like, I didn't know shit. Like, I would just look up random stats. Like, okay.
Nah, it takes a lot. It's hard to do that.
I won't do it next year.
Yeah, next year I'm going to put a $10 bet on every game. Like I want to get the over and the under, and I'm just gonna eventually hit something big.
All right, good luck.
You know what we should do? I know we said it last week about like the mascots. We should do it, but like whatever the 64 that are in like March Madness, we'll use those mascots instead of like picking, just going through like the hundreds of mascots there are in college Division I sports. We should just pick that. But other than that, are you guys excited? Do you have any predictions for what's going to happen in these games? Like who's winning what?
I don't have predictions.
I'm excited for Duke UNC. I'm sticking with Nova over Kansas. The Duke UNC game is hard for me because I picked Duke to win when I thought they were going to play Kentucky. But I'm a big UNC fan, so I'm going to root for UNC. I'd rather be wrong in my super little brackets and see UNC win than see Duke win.
Mm. I like it. I want Duke to win. I want Coach K to go out on top. That'd be nice to see.
I think Duke is going to win, but I would rather see UNC win.
No, because if they win, they're gonna make it such a big deal. I feel like there's gonna be some tomfoolery behind the scenes to help him win, go off in the sunset. I don't know. I have that feeling. If he's in that position, it's the best for the sport and for the brand for him to finish on top. And I feel like maybe a referee might miss a call or two. I don't know. I'm just saying. NCAA is kind of corrupt a little bit. I also think Villanova and UNC. I actually believe UNC will be making it. I watched that game years, and I really feel like obviously St. Peter's isn't nothing. Like it was a cool story and it was awesome. But I think watching, I was like, this team, the defense that they play. I don't know. I think they're better than Duke. And all they have to be better is one game. So that's all that matters. We'll see.
There are rumors that they're already like a camera crew, almost like following Coach K in like preparation to making this a documentary.
Don't tell Aaron that. He's just only going to get mad.
It's true. I see. I have a feeling. Watch. If they win, expect like a blowout in the championship game. and Duke winning and just all its glory, Coach K. Why do you think Coach K never jumped over to the NBA? You think he was scared?
More in college.
No, because honestly, he probably would have gotten fired a bunch of times already. I feel like in college, it's more acceptable to lose because it's only a one game. So there's higher expectations.
So then why do we put so much like praise into them if we don't think they can actually do well like in the next level?
I think college coaches are more important and influential to the team than pro coaches are, at least for basketball.
I agree with that.
But then there should be more jumping over. There shouldn't be coaches that are there for 30, 40 years. There should be coaches that are there for like 10, make their name for themselves, and NBA should be seeking them because they're so able to take a group of guys who just started playing with each other for the first time this 1 year and made them successful. Shouldn't they be also doing that? You know, it doesn't always work, but I would think it's almost like you're in the minors still. You're like the king of the minors.
Maybe he just liked it.
I'm sure he liked it. I'm sure it was easy. You know, it's probably easy when you have like a family and stuff, you know, got like a home base and type of deal. It probably is. I don't know. I just feel like I would want to seek more. Like Billy Donovan went to the next level, was successful. The coach for Brad Stevens was successful. I mean, he didn't win, but he had a couple 50 win seasons. Didn't win a championship, but he transitioned well. Then you have what's the dude from Kentucky, Calipari, who he didn't transition. He had to go back to college because he's trash. Yeah. But people praise him like he's such a good coach, but he's not. If he went to the state in the NBA, he would be jobless.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It's just a different. It's just too different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He probably, I don't know. Duke is a great program. Most good high school basketball players are looking at that school as a potential. So I guess that's why. I don't know.
And speaking about upgrading, shout out to Shaheen Holloway, former coach of St. Peter's Peacocks. He took his fame and now he turned it into fortune. And I'm sure he got a good contract. I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, Seton Hall is a bigger name school, I would say, than St. Peter's. And it's his alma mater. I'm sure they gave him a little bit of change, a lot more respect, a lot more people know who he is now. So, which, you know, RIP to the Peacocks, bring them to the promised land, kind of. And them. Damn, loyalty, where is it? What is that?
Well, I mean, okay, it was a great story. He brought the team as, you know, further than anybody's ever brought a 15 seed before. I mean, Holloway, you know, I had a good feeling he was going to leave. You can't make such a big name like this in the tournament and not expect bigger job offers. Some coaches take it, some don't. I mean, we just mentioned Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens took little Butler to back-to-back title games. They lost both, but still, Butler made back-to-back title games. And he got an offer with the Celtics. So Holloway got an offer at his alma mater, Seton Hall. Not a huge name school, but definitely bigger than St. Peter's. And he took it. So supposedly they haven't really announced official dollars. It's rumored he's going to earn close to $2.5 million a year, which is supposedly about 10 times the amount he got at St. Peter's. So, I don't blame him for this one.
Me neither. He's not selling out, bro.
No.
He ain't selling out.
No, he's not selling out. He's buying in. All right, he's buying in. I'm surprised he didn't, like, wait and, like, mull a couple of offers. Like, you know, I feel like he jumped the gun a little bit. I feel like there's got to be some bigger market team that could probably, you know.
You probably did. You're probably right about that. He didn't have a good agent.
I feel like he jumped the gun. I mean, if that is true, if it's 2.5 and that's like 10 times what he's making, I'm sure that number just is so astronomical that he's just like, I'm cool with it. And plus, like, I played here, so that probably plays a factor. But
mm-hmm.
there's some teams out there. There's some teams out there.
Wow, I didn't think of that, but that, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm super quick.
From the same week from when they got kicked out and he switches teams.
Yeah.
At least like at least wait till the tournament's over. Like, damn, don't even let your kids like get over the loss. They got two losses this week. The game and their coach.
Bro, that they offered him that a long time ago. That was before. So? Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think it was before that Elite Eight game. Yeah, I'm sure they made some phone calls.
He had that contract on his desk at the day that he lost and signed it.
As soon as they made the Sweet 16, he had that phone call. So yeah, so it's rumored to be 2.4 mil per year for 6 years. Last public knowledge was that he's making 300 mil a year at St. Peter's, but that was before he supposedly took a pay cut due to financial losses with the pandemic.
Still good number, 300k, 2.5. I mean, yeah. That's still a win, double win. I mean, I take that. I'm excited. I'll be at Chuck's house. We have a double TVs up somehow, some way. They said it couldn't be done.
I'll figure it out.
They said it couldn't be done.
People say I couldn't put two TVs in my living room. You know, prove them wrong.
What's the problem? What's the problem? Like, what's the difficulties?
None.
No, probably it's not difficulty. It's just me.
It's just a saying at this point for him. It's just a saying. it's like DJ Khaled. He's like, they told me I'd never perform at the NBA All-Star game, and I'm like, who? No one told you that. No one ever said that. That's not like an award show. No one's ever said that to you. That's what he did this year. I remember he said it, and I was like, no one asked him.
Who said
like,
that?
No one ever was like, yeah, this guy's never going to perform at the NBA All-Star halftime game. Like, what?
Nothing.
Not even the Grammys like this. I'm like, literally no one has said this.
Oh, my God. They said I would never perform at the Grammys. Yeah, nobody said that either.
All right.
No one cares about DJ Khaled.
But you know what people care about? Everybody cares about the World Cup. FIFA
that
World
is
Cup.
True. Who has the song this year?
About 8 months. You know, it's a good question. I don't know if they announced it yet.
Shakira drop another banger or what?
The World Cup's not gonna be until November this year. Usually it's in the summer. But because it's in Qatar for reasons I won't get into. They're putting it in the winter, in the late November throughout December. Apparently, it's not easy to play soccer outside in the sun, in the desert, in the summer.
Okay.
So to make it a little bit better so people don't die of heat stroke to be in the winter. We're still probably like 90 degrees out. So most of the teams have qualified already. We have 29 of the 32 teams are now qualified. The other three will qualify by mid-June. I think June 14th is the last day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it still gives them, like, 5 months to prepare. But they're actually – so I didn't
– But, I mean, like, why would they have qualifying some now and then 3 months from now have the other batch?
I was a little surprised with that, too. I think maybe it's because it's when most of the European leagues are off. So like right now they're still in season, but because so many teams are still left to qualify, they all took like a 2 or 3 week break, and then they're all off by the end of May. So I think that's why. I don't know for certain, but I think that's why they're doing the last couple games later on.
Okay.
But the draw though for the groups is actually going to be tomorrow. So right now we're recording on Thursday. Friday they're going to call out who's going to be in which group. Okay. When it comes to the World Cup. And now there's three teams still open. There's three spots still open. So it's going to be like, okay, who's ever wins this spot will be in this group type of deal.
Okay. Who are you guys going for? Who you got? Who do you have?
I'm gonna have to see how the groups kind of line up. So right now, I think it's too soon. You know, you say Germany, you say Spain.
No, I'm saying who are you going for, not who do you think is gonna win.
Do you I'm always over for Team USA.
Okay.
I mean,
and what's your B team? Because you're gonna need one.
B team, no, accurate. B team, that's a good question. I mean, a couple of the teams still open for qualifiers. I would love to see win. I'm checking the list, so I'll run through the list real quick. So we have Qatar, gets auto bid because they're the host. Germany, Denmark, Brazil, France, Belgium, Croatia, Spain, Serbia, England, Switzerland, Netherlands, Argentina, Iran, South Korea, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Ecuador, Uruguay, Canada, Ghana, Senegal, Portugal, Poland, Tunisia, Morocco, Cameroon, USA, Mexico. And the other possibilities will either be Peru, United Arab Emirates, Australia. That would be one spot. Another spot would be either Costa Rica or New Zealand. And the last spot would be either Scotland, Wales, or Ukraine.
Let's go Wales, baby.
So Wales is probably the favorite to win that spot out of those three.
No, let's get it, then.
They're a pretty good team, but they've apparently only made one World Cup in history back in 58. I thought they would have made more than that. So they're a pretty good team. But, yeah, only one World Cup in their history.
It's going to be the St. Peter's of the World Cup this year. Wales, let's get it.
So only one of these teams hasn't been in the World Cup before. That's Qatar. Canada, this is only their second ever. But every other team has been there three or more times.
Really?
Including the teams that are still left to qualify. So we can have very no new teams.
I'm just still like weirded out that they're doing this so early. Like November is like 7 months away.
Yeah.
Normally, like, qualifying for things are, like, a few weeks leading up to an event. Not 7 months. And then for some, 4 months. You know what I mean? Like, weird.
I'm surprised they're doing the draw so early. That's what surprised me. I thought they would do the draw, you know, you could wait until June to do the draw after you know which are the last three teams that are in.
Hmm.
For Team USA, do they normally just take like the best of like MLS, or are there just like guys that are American that are playing all over the world that's going to come back?
And yeah, play so there? Yep, that's kind of what they've been doing. The USA team has been pretty interesting recently. They are young, so young. Dimitri could be the father for half these players. That's how young these guys are. If Aaron was younger than these guys, I would be surprised. I mean, the starting keeper, Zach Stefan, who I honestly don't think had a great game recently. He's 26, but honestly, he's probably one of the oldest on the team. Some of the other guys, 20, 21, James Sands, 21, Reggie Cannon, 23, Tal Adams, 23, Jonas Musa is 19. Luca Della Torre, who's in the other night, he's 23. Ricardo Pepe is 19. Christian Pulisic, who's probably the best player and probably the captain's 23. Gio Reyna is 19. Timothy Weah is 22. Like, these are young. This is a young, young team.
Quick question. Has Team USA won the World Cup?
False. Nope.
They have not.
I think so, they made the quarterfinals once in 2002.
So do you think if they ever win, will they be like a miracle on the ice type of like thing? Oh, like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like especially if this team makes it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because the final roster will probably average like 23 years old, like maybe 24 years old. Like the average, like the World Cup roster, that would probably be the average age. So it's to be a young, inexperienced team, And yeah, if they were to ever win the World Cup, it would be an absolute shit show.
I wonder why we are a country that just isn't like in tune with like soccer. Isn't that weird men's that soccer. Men's soccer. It's women's soccer. I mean, they've been holding the fort down for years. But even so, soccer as a whole, I feel like it would be a sport that America should be dominating, don't you think? Like,
I think
we have better, like, just, there's better opportunities here, aren't there, to like become better athletes in like any sport? Isn't there more opportunity here and more funding for athletes to really get their start? I don't know. I'm just it's kind of weird that they're one of the major sports and it's just not here. It's not a thing here. Like, I feel like NASCAR gets more play on TV and stuff than does, and I'm like, how the fuck does that make sense?
I think that's the thing. Yeah, it just it doesn't get any play here, so all of our best athletes go to other sports.
So crazy.
And that's why Team USA isn't as good as it probably could be. I mean, I think Odell Beckham Jr. in his youth was a great soccer player, but he went to football just because that's
you think where it's the popularity is. It's more outlets to go to. Because it's like, you know, a lot of athletes now are like two sport athletes and they have to pick one and focus on that one. So maybe that's what it is.
I feel like soccer is like used as like a,
because honestly,
it's like get yourself in shape for the other sport that you play.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on theory right now. You got to follow the money in right now. You think about it, the MLS players are not making as much as NBA, NFL.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So why even play that? And especially like the MLS is fairly new league. So, you know, everybody's growing up on basketball, football, baseball. So those are the top three sports that you would go for in school. Like you play soccer, but you didn't really take it seriously because you didn't think there was going to be a chance of playing it professionally. I mean, now the kids are, but
yeah. I think it's like when you have like a sport that you play in the spring, so you do something else in the fall to get prepared for it. I think soccer is like viewed as like track. It's almost like viewed like let's get ourselves in shape for football football's the same time, but for like baseball or whatever.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know, because everyone, like every kid in like in the world, I feel like starts off playing soccer. It's like the easiest thing to like teach a kid because they like to just run into the ball, and then it just eventually, like when they turn like 5 or 6, it just moves away, like it's like forgotten about from their skill set. It's so weird.
I guarantee you though,
unless if it's Long Island, then it's lacrosse stick, it's not soccer.
I guarantee you though, as soon as soccer players are making a lot of money down the line, like across the whole MLS. Then you'll start to see the Americans become good at it.
I feel that.
I just want to correct myself. The USA's best finish actually was in 1930. They took third place.
Wow.
But only 13. Only 13
teams were there. Like 10 teams in there. 10 nations.
There's 13 teams. I don't think any European team went because of the travel to Uruguay at the time. It was too difficult.
So, Aaron, do you have a B team? We're all obviously going for USA.
You said Spain is in it, or they're about to be in it? They have to qualify?
Spain's already in. Spain's already qualified. They're already in.
All right, I'm going Spain.
Okay. All right, Chuck, did you pick one, or are you going to see the – you got to be more calculated?
I'm looking at Canada, but, yeah, there's a couple teams that are playing in June that I may switch over.
Man, Canada is America, like,
jeez.
Diet. It's like – it's like diet America.
America light.
There you go.
Canada won the CONCACAF group.
America light.
Canada did incredibly well in their in qualifying. They won the group.
Yeah, but to win it all,
I don't know. They're definitely not gonna win at all. But like that would be like my B team to root for. Right. Who I think is gonna win it all. I'm gonna lean towards France.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with my ancestry DNA top.
This is what?
My top is going to be, let's check it out, because it kind of changes, which is weird. So it is currently...
Watch this country not even be in it, whatever you're about to say.
Portugal.
Is Portugal in it, Chuck?
Yeah, Portugal is in it.
All right, okay, you're cool. All right, you're cool. That would have been so funny if you said a country and it's like, yeah, they're definitely
out. They're out.
They're way out.
Rooting for Colombia.
All right, well, that's exciting news in the football world. Any other news you want to bring up? We have LBJ winning a Razzie for Worst Actor, which I just think is just, I mean, disrespect. I mean, when is the disrespect going to stop for LeBron James? Like, really? Will it ever stop?
So, I honestly think
he played himself. He played himself. Yes. That's disrespectful.
That's what I didn't like about it. So, yeah, so this is the 42nd annual Raspberry Awards, aka the Razzies. They do it the night before the Oscars as like almost like a joke, right? The worst in films for the year. And the worst picture was actually Diana the Musical, which is apparently a musical about Princess Diana. I didn't even know that was a musical. It sounds god awful. But for the Best Actor Award, instead of going to Ben Platt, who is Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen, I thought he should have won. It went to LeBron James for Space Jam 2, A New Legacy, for playing himself. I didn't think he was that bad. I didn't think it was a great movie, but I didn't think LeBron was like the reason it was so bad.
It's they just hating. It is on a low note. It's kind of funny, and we're talking about it.
It's a little funny because he played himself. Like that's
just funny about it. It's just so disrespectful. It's just when will it stop? It just won't stop.
It won't.
Love to hate the best.
They do. They love to see him fall. Speaking of watching him fall, rest in peace, R.I.P. Manny Machado. Any reason, Chuck? Or
I didn't know you wanted me to get into it.
I figured we'd close out with good old Manny Machado.
Good old Manny Machado decided, you know, he was getting interviewed in the spring training. And he decides for his interview, he's going to put on a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, like, which is, you know, the whole synonymous, he'd be like, you know, fuck Joe Biden. Like, come on. Like, really? Really, Manny Machado? Like, who are you? To wear that and get into this. Like, you have a $300 million contract, man. Like, how did little Joe Biden in the White House hurt you? He's going to tell him to fuck himself? Like, come on. Like, he's such an asshole.
It's probably because of taxes.
He's not in Texas. Oh, cause of taxes.
Taxes.
Well, he signed this contract when Trump was president.
What was I going to say? Also, can I just say real quick, since, you know, you always rant about stuff like this. I just always find it funny. Like, when I was growing up, my family always taught me to not speak about religion and politics.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone wants to talk about religion and politics. And I'm like, who raised you people? Because I'm like...
Not Mrs. Pena.
No one's going to know what I support or what I don't support. No one should care because it's no one's business. Everyone has their own agenda now. So I just want to say that. That's an RIP for that. Just because I hate that. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Vote for who you want. Support for what you want to support. But do it behind closed doors. No one cares. I don't give a shit about you, Manny Machado. You fucking suck. You went to the Padres. Should have came to the match.
I'm with you. I thought it was just an unnecessary thing. And I know the people who were there reporting on San Diego spring training probably aren't like top-notch reporters, but like somebody should have asked them, like, hey man, like what are you doing? Like, why are you wearing that? Like, how did Joe Biden hurt you? Show me on this doll where Joe Biden hurt you. Like, come on, man. Like, this is unnecessary. Show me on this doll.
Oh, that was a good check. I like that one.
Yeah. That's so, sorry guys, to close it out on a Manny Machado RIP rant, but and it just sometimes it has to be that way, you know. It's a podcast built on rants and RIPs, so
that's right.
And
follow us on social media.
That's right.
What's it called? What's it called? Podcast? What's it called? Pod? Tell your friends, listen, enjoy us. You heard our call. What's yours?
Damn right. Good job, Chuck. Chuck, you coming to my...
Suck it in.
Yo, Chuck, you coming to my birthday thing or what?
Yo,
Chuck, you gotta come, man.
I work double shift. All right, I know. I gotta talk.